Welcome to Local Supporting Local, brought to you by me, Jess Longstaff from Box Love Scotland. In this podcast, I will be bringing you the inside stories behind Scotland's best local independent businesses. So grab a cup of tea, sit down and enjoy. So welcome everyone to our first episode of Local Supporting Local. Today I have a very special guest, a VIP, some might say, very important person. It's none other than my mother, the legend that is Jackie. Welcome, Jackie.
Thank you.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Are you enjoying the sunshine?
I am.
Tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I run a post office in Linlithgow. Yeah, we're a really great team, actually. It's very important.
Would you say you're a dream team?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, we've all been together now for quite a few years, and but it's really good. It's really good. It's really good to be relaxed and have fun while you're at work.
Yeah.
Because you spend so much of your time at work.
You do.
That you really want to enjoy what you do.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
We've got so many lovely customers as well. So yeah, so we're a post office and a gift shop, and we sell stationery and gifts and all that. And I try to support local too. We try to use Scottish products. And
are there any specific local businesses that you would like to say hello to?
Yeah, well, one of my favourites is Pocket. Am I allowed to have favourites?
You are allowed to have favourites. We'll allow it.
It's Pocket Mountains. They just do amazing little walking books.
They're so cute,
and they are really, really good.
Yeah.
And they do walks all around and about Scotland.
Yeah.
And they fit in your pocket.
How handy!
I know, but they're really, really good as well. They tell you how to get to where you're going on your walk, what to look out for when you're there, what sort of walk it is.
Ideal.
It's brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant. I've sold them for years now.
We actually,
and they're really good.
We sold them as well in Box Love, and they were really popular during lockdown.
Yeah.
I remember for Father's Day, we sold quite a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
So they're really good. I mean, they're really, they're based down in Moffitt now.
Moffitt, okay.
But, yeah, and we do Scottish fine soaps.
Oh,
they're
lovely.
Which are based on Karen Shaw.
Yeah.
Near Falkirk. And they're really good.
Yeah.
They really, you know, being a post office, we get loads of customers. You know,
yeah,
we're really
a
busy.
Lot fitful.
We're a busy post office.
Yeah.
And we also do outreaches. So where a village has lost its post office.
R.I.P.
We go
to
out.
Post offices that have been lost.
Yes.
Gone but never forgotten.
We take out an outreach service, so we basically have kit, we'll travel.
That's good. Where'd you do that?
We do it, well, we go to Balerno and Curry and Bonnie Rig and Newton Grange.
Nice.
And to Ficken.
Nice. This is quite good because people maybe don't realise that there's little pop-up post offices, and they can come and visit you and say
they
hello.
They can come and visit.
Okay,
they can come and visit and say hello. And I mean, I think, and we never know what's going to happen next. It's such good fun in the post office.
Yeah.
And also another one of my favourite people. And we just started chatting. And
now you sell her products.
And I said, well, you know,
that's a good
would she be interested in... Would she be interested in us selling her products through at the post office? And she said yes, and
lovely.
She's lovely.
Lovely.
So, yeah, so Meg Wallace is her name.
Meg Wallace, okay. Shout out to Meg Wallace,
the
local Linlithgow artist.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
lovely.
I'll
have a look
really
at her thing. Did she not make you a really cute mug?
Oh, she did.
And it was
she was just
a
amazing.
Of the post
yeah.
That is so cute.
So
I
she
love
did
that.
A she did a she did mugs for us and all at Christmas, my staff and everybody.
That's so cute.
And she did a, and it was a lovely drawing of the front of the post office with the little all the cue
that's
and
so
all
nice.
The little all the different little people outside.
That's so
it was really good. And actually now we're getting some, we're actually going to sell it in the post office as well.
That's cute.
Yeah. But she's just gorgeous. She's such a lovely person.
Well, shout out to her. What was her name again?
Meg Wallace.
Meg Wallace. Okay, just to confirm. Okay,
that's nice. So we, it's good.
And can I ask you what made you decide to go off and do your own thing instead of working for someone else? Because people, I don't think people realise this as well, but the post office is actually a franchise. I don't think people realise that. I think people think it's like separate.
Yeah, no, we're not employed by the post office.
Yeah, so it's like your own kind of mini business.
Yeah, we're our own business. Obviously, we're regulated and we can't be naughty.
Of course not. No, wouldn't allow it. What made you want to work for yourself rather than?
Well, I've always worked for myself. I was, in previous. Lives I've worked for myself
previous lives
I've done so many different things, but I'm just totally unemployable.
It's
just
why and why do you think that is?
I don't know. Nobody's ever told me.
Is it because you're maybe a rebel and you don't like being told what to do? You just like to do it your way?
Well, I think it's important to do things.
I think you're highly intelligent, and I think you're very smart, and I'm just bigging you up now. And I think you always know what's best, and you can't really be told because you know the right way.
I've had years of practice.
You have.
Yeah,
you have.
But I mean, it's just I've always had my own business.
Yeah.
I had a computer consultancy before and then...
So that's quite a dramatic change from computer consultancy work to post office.
I know, but post offices are just lovely. And
yeah,
I still have
there's a good community feel, isn't
there? I
know,
and I still have this romantic idea about what a post office is.
Yeah.
I mean, actually really hard work.
I was going to say, you do... I can clarify, my mum works 7 days a week. The post office is open Monday to Saturday.
Yeah.
And then she spends her Sundays doing her accounts, doing her stock, doing her staff payroll. There's a lot. I think people don't realise when you have a small business how much goes into the background of running
it. Yeah, but I mean, that's the fun of it too, isn't it?
It is. We like a challenge.
There's nothing like a challenge. We just get too bored otherwise.
But yeah, I remember being very young and on Saturday mornings I would come at... I'd say I'd come and help at the post office. I'm not sure how helpful I was. I remember eating Freddo chocolate bars and finding some iron brew. I'd sit
all
in the corner.
All the bad things I don't sell anymore.
Yeah, I remember, have many fond memories of helping Mum out, I say helping loosely, in the post office. And I was her little... shop manager.
Yeah, absolutely.
From the age of, how old was I when I started helping you in the post office?
I don't know, you were really small.
Very small, maybe 8.
Yeah, you were very small.
And my brother and sister would help as well.
Yeah,
they probably...
Jenny set the alarms off once and then hid under the counter and refused to come out.
That doesn't surprise me. Good old Jenny. Jake was always the favourite. He used to work behind the counter.
Yeah, Jake worked behind the counter when he was at uni.
He used to flirt with all the old biddies.
He loved it.
He did love it.
And they loved him too. It was great fun. It's really nice. I mean, you are part of the community and you're part of, it's a way of life, really.
Yeah.
But it's good.
And I'd just like to say as well, I feel this is where... So this is why, as well, I wanted my mother to be my first... small business on this podcast, because she's inspired me a lot. And when I was younger, I was obviously surrounded by little gifts and obviously
lots of posts.
So I mean, when you're brought up in that environment, I guess that's where my idea really came from. So I kind of put two and two together. I was thinking about doing it for a very long time, and then Mum said do it, so I did it. And look at me now.
Yeah, it's great.
So
it's
thanks,
really lovely.
Thanks, Jackie, for your motivation.
Well, I think it's important to do, what you want to do, what you're frightened of. The worst that can happen is it fails.
Yeah. Top tips from Jackie.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
The worst anything. That can happen is it fails.
Yes. I mean, you're not, you know, if you don't try it, you'll always regret not having tried it.
So basically, live your life, everyone.
Yeah, live your life.
If you want to do something, do it.
And Box Love's brilliant. It's such a great idea. It's and it's lovely.
I promise I'm not paying her to say this.
Well, and also people, you know, people really love to get something through the post.
Yeah, you know, it's quite exciting. Do you know, I received for my birthday a bunch of flowers through the post from my Auntie Linda. Shout out to my Auntie Linda. And Uncle Nigel, sorry, I can't ignore him either. And actually,
it's her birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Auntie Linda. And actually, it was so nice receiving, like being a gift receiver.
Yes.
Because people, you don't really do that so much anymore. Like,
no.
These days, if it's someone's birthday, you maybe create a collage on Instagram and put up a picture, or you do a Facebook post, happy birthday. But yeah, people don't. I don't know, it's times have changed, so I'm trying to bring that back.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that it is important for people to receive things, you know, through the post. And especially, I mean, during lockdown, obviously, we were really, really busy because people were
keeping
in touch with loved ones and that.
Old school writing letters and things.
Yeah.
Do you know, I genuinely, like, I used, during lockdown, I used to, like, cry reading people's messages because they were so nice. And it was like, obviously, everyone was going through such a hard time. And it was just so nice to, like, read all these lovely messages.
I know.
It was just lovely. So,
it is nice. It's
really nice
good.
To be nice.
I know. It is. And I think, you know, Box Love is a simple idea. That's, you know, just lovely.
Thanks, Jackie.
Decided to go full on post office.
Full-time, yeah.
Which is good.
Which is always quite scary making that jump, isn't it? To full-time.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people.
Obviously, I've been doing it for a long time, so there's been lots of ups and downs along the way.
Yeah.
You know, as there always are. But I think that, you know, I think that it's really important to have a good team around you, and you know, your customers
network.
Are your friends.
Yeah.
You know.
And you say, do you have your regulars,
customers? Absolutely.
Is there anyone you want to give a shout out to? No. You're probably not allowed to because of GDPR.
Yeah. We're not allowed.
Oh, that's nice. And so, do you have people that come in weekly?
Well, some people come in daily.
Oh, really? I guess I go to the post office daily.
And some people were the only people they talk to.
Yeah, that's sad, isn't it?
Well, it's nice.
Yeah.
They come in and we're dog friendly too.
That's good. Oakley, the cockapoo, my dog, she has been into the post office.
Yes. So we're dog friendly and the dogs come to visit us as well.
Oakley actually got some treats, didn't she?
Yes.
It's really cute. Okay. And do you have any advice for anyone who is looking to start up their own small business? If you had one piece of advice, what would you say? Let's give a few pieces of advice, just a while.
Well, I think the thing to do is you have to be passionate about what you're going to do, and you have to be clear about how you're going to do it.
I think you have to believe in it as well, because you spend, it takes over your life.
Yeah, it does take over.
So you have to believe in what you're doing, I guess, as well.
So you really need to work hard at, you need to be quite organised, actually.
Yeah.
So, although everybody thinks I'm scatty, I'm sure, I am actually quite organised.
Yeah.
So you have to, you know, you have to be focused, and just, you know, if you want to do it, if you've got an idea and you want to do it, just give it a go.
Just do it.
And there's lots of, you know, there's lots of maybe different people that can help you along the way.
Yeah.
You know?
And who would you say is your... So going back to kind of, you said there are people helping you along the way. Are there any organisations that you've used that you would recommend? Or
I think the thing is, I've just been in business all my life.
Forever.
So, you know, really. And had
you've
lots
learned,
of different
would you say,
hats. So
would,
I think I did, you know.
Would you say you've kind of been learning as you go along? Or
well, the world changes. Yeah, I mean, what you have to do is you have to change with the world.
You have to adapt.
Yeah, you can't.
Especially
just,
these days, yeah, with technology, yeah, everything changes so
you
fast.
You can't just you just can't. You have to be prepared. You mustn't be frightened of change.
Yeah,
and you must just you know,
head on,
go with it,
go with the flow, as yeah, they say.
I mean, lots of people fail because they've done something the same way forever.
Yeah,
and they don't. You know, they don't want to change the way they do it.
Hi, Oakley. Did sorry, Oakley. Oakley agrees.
Agreeing.
Yeah, she agrees.
Yeah, so they don't want to change the way they do it, you know. And and sometimes you need to.
Yeah.
You just need to keep current. Yeah, so the thing is, if you want, you know, if you've got an idea, just bite the bullet and do it.
Top tips there from Jackie.
Top tips, get okay, on and do it. Don't be frightened.
Okay, well, thank you, Jackie, a.k.a. Mother Bear.
Okay, Jess Bear.
No, thank you. That's been really insightful. And if you are a small business and you would like to get this local supporting local podcast, then all you need to do is just drop us a message on Instagram, or you can email us at info@boxlovescotland.co.uk. But yeah, we are local supporting local, brought to you by Box Love Scotland, and thank you so much for listening. Just to clarify as well, this was our first podcast, so there might be some technical issues. Maybe doesn't sound great right now, but we're hoping in the future, you know, as a small business, you learn, you progress, you grow, you learn from your mistakes, and you just roll with it and hope for the best.
Yeah, so just roll.
Just roll with it. So thank you for listening, and we hope you have a great rest of your week. Say bye, Jackie.
Thanks. Bye.